They went out from there and passed through Galilee. He didn't want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples and said to them, "The Son of Man is being handed over to the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, on the third day he will rise again." But they didn't understand the saying and were afraid to ask him. He came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing among yourselves on the way?" But they were silent, for they had disputed one with another on the way about who was the greatest. He sat down and called the 12, and he said to them, "If any man wants to be first, he shall be last of all, and servant of all." He took a little child and set him in the midst of them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever receives one such little child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me doesn't receive me, but him who sent me." John said to him, "Teacher, we saw someone who doesn't follow us casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he doesn't follow us." But Jesus said, "Don't forbid him, for there is no one who will do a mighty work in my name and be able quickly to speak evil of me. For whoever is not against us is on our side. For whoever will give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you are Christ, most assuredly I tell you, he will in no way lose his reward. Whoever will cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him if he was thrown into the sea with a millstone hung around his neck. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed rather than having your two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire, where the worm doesn't die and the fire is not quenched. If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life lame rather than having your two feet to be cast into Gehenna, into the fire that will never be quenched, where the worm doesn't die and the fire is not quenched. If your eye causes you to stumble, cast it out. It is better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into the Gehenna of fire, where their worm doesn't die and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire, and every sacrifice will be seasoned with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltiness, with what will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.